Welcome back to Saturday Night Adventures, folks. When we last left off, Steelbreast had just sworn vengeance on the diabolical Dr. Gourmandizer, swearing to end things once and for all. Whoa, there she goes now, flying right overhead. Will she succeed in her valiant efforts? Stay tuned to see.
Look who decided to show up. For a protector of the law, you sure didn't hesitate to break in into my tower.
Can it? You know exactly why I'm here, and I won't rest for it.
I'm sure there are better ways of settling this out. No? Perhaps some healthy debate? A high-stakes round of chess? Well, if that's how you're going to play, I might as well return the favor!
You're fighting a losing battle. I'll give you 5 seconds to surrender voluntarily before I force you to. And it won't be pretty.
Wait! Okay. You bested me, fair and square. I humbly admit defeat. But before you cave my head in and throw my sorry self into a rusty cell, may I offer a gift?
Only if that gift entails the entirety of your intel and weapons cache. Otherwise, I'm perfectly content with sending you to the slammer.
Right. Well, I do have this. One of my most discreet technologies, to be sure. Once the user takes a bite, their powers multiply tenfold. On a regular human, it's a modest increase. But with someone with already immense power like yourself, well, let's just say that I'll have some stiff competition the next time I'm planning something. Oh, don't worry. I'll let you have the whole slice if you really want. My campaign's already been dashed. All yours.
Not a chance. There's got to be some sort of neurotoxin planted in there to kill me. Though, I doubt she has any idea on how my genetically altered biology works. And if I send it off to the authorities, who knows what may happen to it. I could also blast it out of existence, but destroying evidence is hardly productive.
Thank you for dooming yourself.
Awfully bold words. Unfortunately for her, a simple poison has nothing on me. What's happening? I can't move a single muscle.
Having trouble there? Your fate was sealed the moment you took in the cake's delicious aroma. Your mind and body have been taken hostage by me. It appears the Steelbreast has finished her meal. Or, should I say, Stacky?
No way! How does she know? That's been my nickname since childhood!
Oh, aren't you devastated over your little secret being spilled out? Stacky! Have some more cake, Stacky. There's plenty where it came from. Have another. It's on me. And another. And another. I see you're enjoying your meal so far. Seconds and thirds, I expected. But fourths? Going on fifths? You must really love my cooking.
No matter how hard I try, I can't stop eating! What's her end goal here? Fatten me up to the point where I can't fly?
You plumped up very nicely thus far, but I think you could use some more padding around your waist. Wouldn't you agree?
No! Once I get up, I'll...
Oh, I don't think I quite heard you right. Mind running that by me again?
No. No more. I would love another slice of cake. Would you mind passing one my way, please?
Ah, that sounds much more familiar. I'll happily oblige.
What am I saying? I'm beyond full. Why would I want more? I could barely walk, let alone help myself to, what, 12th? 20th? Who knows? Right when I think I'm full, my belly just has to disagree.
You're such a silent eater, Stacky. Do you know that? It's not something most people would point out, but I assure you, it makes all the difference.
What?
Let's get some friendly conversation going, shall we? To pick at your mind a bit, see what makes you tick. I'm just curious, how's it feel to be in your position right now? Pinned to the ground by your own hand, stuffed to the brim with my cakes. Isn't it exhilarating? The absolutely tragic downfall of the steel breast and the people she protects. All because you had the briefest lapse in judgment. What's your take on that?
You can't.
And once I'm done with you, I'll move on to the main populace. Imagine, if you will, an entire city, no, country, plagued by an epidemic of obesity. Every single one of them looking just like yourself, if that makes the imagery any easier. Being unable to put down the sweets for even a second. Always looking for more ways to cram just one more bite. Even if the results will be devastating. Results such as Sadie's doughy arms of yours. It usually takes years of gradual overeating to get wins like these. And you did it in a span of not even a half hour. I bet you're truly proud of this accomplishment. Do tell.
Please stop feeding me. It's not supposed to end this way.
Oh, and why not? Because you're the so-called hero. I thought heroes were supposed to defeat villains. If that's the case, I suppose that'd make me a hero, huh? And you, the villain, try to stand in my way. Quite the observation. Though, I believe our time here is almost over. Surely, my dear, you saved room for one more piece.
No, I won't give in.
It's just a single piece. The last one, in fact.
Last one.
I'd best take my leave now. Hope you had a fun superhero career, Stacky. Mwah.
Explosion would bring Stacky to the brink of existence, requiring all her strength to come back into consciousness. But the fact of the matter was, Dr. Gormandizer had gotten away cleanly. The same couldn't be said for our heroine, who lay in the puddle of half-eaten carrot cake, knowing that she would need to right the wrong that had just taken place. Who will stop the Gormandizer's reign? Will the steel breasts ever fly again? Find out next time on Saturday Night Adventures!